Salop fans, welcome back to the latest episode of the Shrewsbury News podcast here at the Shop Star with me, Johnny Drury, and Ollie Westbury. A different looking Ollie Westbury, which we will get onto in a few moments' time, but he's fresh. A long old stomp down to Fratton Park, didn't go Salop's way. Bit of a penalty controversy, which we will come on to. But how are you, mate? Bright and breezy on this this Monday morning as we edge ever closer to the end of the season?
Yes, we do edge closer to the end of the season. I am doing okay, thanks, Johnny. I'm doing all right. Disappointing day on Saturday, I suppose. It felt kind of weird, you know, making the long journey back from Fratton Park. There was something strange about it. I can't really put my finger on what it was, but yeah, I suppose a disappointing day, you know, but got to dust ourselves down and, you know, move on to the next one. I suppose we didn't really expect to get anything from a trip to Pompey, but I think when you get quite close and you put in a decent performance, I suppose it feels a little bit worse, doesn't it? But I'm all good. It's raining pretty much every day. It's pretty bleak. It feels like summer's supposed to be coming, but I don't think it ever will. But yeah, how are you?
I'm all right, mate. I'm not too bad.
How's the London Marathon prep going on?
It's all right, mate. Yeah, I just can't bother to train anymore, to be honest.
It's going well then.
So it's going well, yeah, it's going well. But yeah, we'll see how that goes. On other topics of conversation before we get on to Portsmouth, you were the topic of conversation, I believe, at the pre-Portsmouth press conference on Thursday at the town training ground. Just inform us all about that.
Yeah, I mean, as you can see across the screen, I'm sporting a rather, I don't know how to describe it, and a rather interesting haircut. I had my first ever skin fade last week, and as some Shrewsbury fans will know, that if you watch my car videos, I have quite long hair, but this is quite a high skin fade, and it looks like someone's put a fruit bowl on top of my head and then cut round it with the razor blades. But anyway, Paul Hurst liked it. I was very embarrassed turning up to the press conference on Thursday, but Paul Hurst, surprisingly, I'm not sure if he was just being polite. He's a nice chap, isn't he, Paul Hurst? So maybe he was being polite, but he seemed to quite like it, so who knows. But yeah, I look like I got a mushroom on my head, so yeah, I'm not sure I'll be going for that one again. But yeah, there was a lot of, I've been wearing a hat everywhere. I mean, I wear a hat a lot anyway, but I've been wearing a hat everywhere to kind of try and hide it. But Jordan Shipley said it was okay as well, but I'm not sure if he was just being polite as well. So yeah, I can feel the wind on the back of my head, which I have not felt for a while. And my ears are now always cold. But I'm okay, mate. I'm okay. It's all right.
It's all right. Good man. Good to hear that the Salop players and manager approve. On to more pressing matters of Portsmouth. Obviously, it was a case of a Salop win, then sort of safe. Was a performance like, really, all because Paul Hurst was very, very critical on Monday at Bristol Rovers, but I'm sure he was a little more happy on Saturday.
Yeah, I thought they did okay, you know. You know, I mean, they didn't batter Portsmouth, but I mean, I don't think we expected them to batter Portsmouth, but they had their moments, you know, scored a wonderful goal. It really was a really good goal that was well finished off by Jordan Shipley. And I thought they performed okay. They had arguably the better chances, especially in the second half. I mean, that one that Dan Udo missed, that header for Tom Flanagan. I mean, Portsmouth didn't really ever look like scoring. You know, and I was thinking to myself, well, is that because they went ahead after 2 minutes and they didn't, you know, they didn't feel the need to kind of put town under too much pressure? But I actually thought Shrewsbury did pretty well for 77 minutes. I mean, the last 13 minutes, the game was over and that had gone. But, you know, I thought they came in and they did a good job. And could quite easily have found themselves on level terms, you know, going into that last 10 minutes. I mean, the last goal, the third goal, was a brilliant goal. A former Shrewsbury loanee, Christian Sadie, providing the ball, just looping it over the top, and Bishop finishing it off for his second, his 20th of the season. So it kind of, I think that's why you can't put your finger on how you feel, because you leave Pompey kind of not expecting to get anything. But then I think when you see that the way the game unfolded and the way that Town really competed with them, You kind of feel like it was kind of an afternoon of what might have been, and if they would have really capitalized on those moments where they did play well, then maybe they could have actually got something out of that game. So I don't know. It's an interesting one. I really did think that Shrewsbury more than held their own in that game. And to be fair, Paul Hurst said that he felt that they were okay, nothing more than okay. I thought that was maybe a touch harsh. I think they were. I think when you take into consideration the team that they're playing against, I think they were a bit better than that, this team. But the one thing that we probably would say is that Pompey were probably well off the pace. They looked like a team that had played in a top two clash, in a rip roaring atmosphere on Wednesday night or Tuesday night, whatever it was, when they played Derby. And yeah, they didn't look like a side that was going to get that's not been beaten very often this season, that's going to win the league, that's for sure. So yeah, it was really kind of quite weird watching Portsmouth play, because I was expecting them to kind of blow Shrewsbury away with, the players that they've got and the form that they're in, but that wasn't really the case at all, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's one of them, isn't it? You need to perform well. You need the other side, who are the leaders, to have an off day, which you said there. But you also need a bit of luck on your side, and you also need the referee to have his head screwed on and give the right decisions. And judging by what I saw on Carl Winchester's Instagram last night, it certainly wasn't the right decision for the penalty. Obviously, Paul Hurst has sort of lambasted the referee as well, and it's just one that you need to go your way, and the one that should go your way, really, but didn't.
Yeah, it's a really difficult one with a refereeing decision, because I don't know. I feel like officiating is a really difficult job to play. I mean, everybody wants to criticize officials, don't they? And I don't know. I must admit, in some instances, I can't vouch for the referee's character or anything like that, to be honest, because you don't know, do you? You don't speak to him. You don't know. Whereas, like Paul Hurst and the players, he could have been really arrogant after it, and not admitting the fact that he made the decision and got it wrong. But I kind of felt as if I felt aside from that, just on watching him, I felt a little bit sorry for him. He's been conned basically, hasn't he, by the forward who's dived. And I'm not gonna lie, I thought it was a stonewall penalty when I watched it. And from where I was, we were sat probably just behind the dugout. So yes, not as close as the referee was, but and everybody in the press box pretty much felt the same thing. It wasn't until you watched the replay, you watched it back, you slowed it down and you sped it up. And even then you were like, was there contact? Was there contact? And then obviously you figure out that there wasn't, but it wasn't. It was hard to see. You had to watch it a few times, and obviously he's got one chance to watch it in full time, and he's made the wrong call. But I think I wrote this in my analysis this morning, that there's a part of me that feels very sorry for the official to a certain degree, because he has been conned, hasn't he, really, by the Portsmouth forward who's playing for it. So, yeah, I don't know. It's difficult, isn't it? You need, when you go to a place like Portsmouth, you can't give them a goal, can't give them a head start in the second minute, but which they did, and then you could do without something like that penalty going against them, just before half time. Town deserved to be going in at the break, all square. So it was a shame for them, really. It really was a shame.
Leaves them a few places outside the bottom four, 6 points clear. A couple of sides below them do have games in hand, so still, still a little bit of work to do for Salop from their remaining, I think it's four fixtures starting on Saturday, which we'll preview at the end. But a couple of tricky ones in there for Salop as well, in terms of the fixtures
Yeah,
that were coming.
yeah. It's not ideal, to be honest. The fixture running's not ideal. Yeah, I look at it and think, they're not the get ideally, we could do with. I think it's one win should probably do it. Take us to 49 points, and that should probably be enough. But yeah, I think this game against Wickham is a really, really big game. Obviously beat Wickham 1-0 earlier in the season. But I feel like from here, that is a big game, because I can't see him getting anything at Bolton. I can't see him getting anything at Cheltenham. So we're going to have to see how we kind of go. I mean, of course they can do, and they might draw their way to League One safety. But yeah, I think that's the feeling, isn't it? It's like, well, if they don't beat Wickham this weekend and results don't go their way, then teams could be 3 points behind them, and when are they going to get their next kind of win from? And as we know, goal difference is not on Shrewsbury's side because they've not scored enough goals this year. So yeah, it still feels a little bit too close for comfort, I'm afraid. Which I think we were all hoping that by now we might be able to have, I don't know, we might be able to have secured safety. Obviously, there are teams between them and the bottom four as well, aren't there? So, it's not just the teams that are in there catching up. Other teams around them have got to catch up with them as well. So, we'll have to see how they go over the next few weeks. But it certainly feels very much a case of a little bit of squeaky bum time with Shrewsbury's fixtures coming up. I can see them beating Leyton Orient on the last day, but aside from that, you don't really want it going into the last day of the league season to secure your safety, do you, ideally?
No, you don't. You look at Leyton Orient there, I think the 10th at the moment. The worst case scenario, isn't it, is that they go to that final day with something still on the line. If you want it secured by then. And they could, they've got home game, and obviously going to Charlton's a tough place to go, but Charlton's sort of not far above Southampton at the table. It's just you want to avoid that last day, because that last day is horrible if you're still in trouble.
It is. Just, yeah, it is. It is. That is not the time. It's not what Town want. They don't want to be, in that discussion. They want, planning for next season to be well underway. Discussions for next season, player contracts, deciding who that they want to keep and who that they don't want to keep for next season. You want these kind of things to all be, well underway by that point. And yeah, the pressure ramps up, doesn't it? And pressure does funny things to people, doesn't it? In all walks of life and in all different kinds of sports. So I just don't think that Town really ideally want to be going into that last day of the season, still needing to get a result because you just never know at that stage what might happen.
Yeah, no, you're right. Just time for a shout out for our sponsor, Kettle & Toast Man, sponsors all our podcast here at the Express Start and the Shropshire Start, the Shrewsbury's Baggies Broadcast, Best Got Beat, and the ENS Wolves Podcast. If you want to get your hands on some fantastic products at even better prices, head along to the Kettle & Toast Man. .co.uk. Right, time for questions. We've got one in today, which is a bit of a strange one coming in from Nick Tan. So I just wondered whether any positives could be taken from Shrewsbury's abysmal season. And then he's asked whether Mickey Mellon could be the man to turn around the club's fortunes. I kind of don't think that's going to happen. That should know where he is at the moment. Is he at Oldham, the National League?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think he's at Oldham now, or Rochdale, one of the two. But on the first one, we'll answer that one. Are there any positives to take from Shrewsbury's abysmal season?
Well, yeah, they're not Carlisle. I think abysmal is a really strong word, perhaps harsh word to describe where Shrewsbury find themselves. Don't get me wrong, it's not been a good season. It's not been, a season where they've been on the front foot winning games, bossing teams off the pitch. It's been a struggle. I would probably say that's probably an apt word to describe it, a decent adjective to describe the campaign. It's been a struggle. It's been hard watching at times, but I think abysmal, I think it's hard. Yeah, it's hard. When I imagine when you compare budgets and you compare spend, Shrewsbury probably ain't going to be that far away from where they sit in the League One pecking order in terms of how much money is spent on player wages and salaries. So yeah, I think it's a little harsh to kind of to be that strong, I suppose. So no, I don't feel as though it's been I don't feel like it's been abysmal. What else was in that question, Johnny?
Could Mickey Mellon be the man to turn around the club's fortunes? I don't think that's going to happen. I
Well,
think
I think
Paul Hurst will be
we've
there
got
for the foreseeable.
Paul Hurst at the wheel, isn't he? There was something else in the in the top of that question.
Just what any no, is there any
Positives,
positives that could be
yeah,
taken?
that was it. Yeah, so I don't know. I think that is the fact that Paul Hurst is in the dugout is a positive. I think considering Shrewsbury's financial situation and kind of what we've learned about the club over the last few weeks in terms of the accounts and where they find themselves, I feel as though staying in League One is a success, given the fact that they're trying to, it's almost a bit of a reset, as long as they do that, of course. So I would say that is a positive. I would say that there's been elements of, you know, some of the recruitment has gone down pretty well. There's been, you know, players like Mal Benning has done pretty well. You obviously positives where you've got a young Shrewsbury born player in Jack Price, who's come into the team. He's very popular, isn't he, amongst the fan base. So there are some kind of positives. I do feel like under Paul Hurst, regardless of what division they'll be in, they'll be heading in the right direction. That's for sure. Because I feel like he's a canny operator. I feel like he's a good coach. And I feel like he's made a difference to this team since he's come in. So I think he's made them better. I think there are some positives. That'd be my take on that question.
Just moving on then, finally, obviously Saturday, the next game comes around. No midweek game shoes this week. Wickham, the visitors to the Meadow. They sit above Salop in the table at the moment, only by a handful of places and 6 points, 5 points. So it's, still quite tight and congested above Salop in the table. How are you looking at that? Well, it's a home game, isn't it? Shrewsbury have got to go and win that. You know, you win that and then you, I know as much as we have debated, you know, how perilous the situation remains, if you win that on Saturday, it's just that one step closer, isn't it? You've got to win your home games. From the home games, Shrewsbury have got two home games left, they've got to win those two.
Yeah, absolutely. Shrewsbury win that and they're well on the way, aren't they? Well on the way to kind of League One safety. I would back them to win that game. I don't think Wickham are particularly great. I watched a little bit of the Wickham-Peterborough game yesterday in the EFL Trophy final. They're a big physical side. When we watched them play earlier in the season, saw their manager talking after the game about how many crosses that they got into the boxes for, how he was kind of clutching at straws they did dominate the game and it was a bit of a smash and grab from Shrewsbury in all honesty, but at the same time they weren't great. It's a return of former captain as well, Luke Leahy. It'd be interesting to see what kind of reception he will get from the Shrewsbury fans. But I would say it's a game that Town need to be looking at trying to get 3 points from, to be perfectly honest with you. I feel like if they don't, then it could well go down to the last day, because you're just not sure what's going to happen, are you, in this league? We'll be keeping a close eye on fixtures. I haven't actually looked to see what there is, but I think there is some games. Is it Cheltenham and Port Vale, the teams that have got games in hand, Johnny?
Yeah.
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah. Cheltenham, Port Vale got games in hand. Cambridge also got a game in hand, who are directly below Salop in the table. And Fleetwood as well, but Fleetwood are a little bit further.
Burton Albion are in the bottom.
Yeah, Burton Albion in the bottom four now. They've played the same amount of games as Salop, though. On a bit of a rotten run.
That's interesting, because they're going to have to win two just to catch up, aren't they? But I suppose the goal difference is a problem for Shrewsbury, isn't it? Obviously, only Carlisle United have got a worse goal difference in this division. So it is a problem. Obviously, Town are also on level on points with Reading, but you're kind of more looking at it and thinking, you know, can they kind of hold off the charges of some of the other teams? It's an interesting one. We're going to have to wait and see how they get on. But you know that those games, we'll have to keep a close eye on the league table to see how it changes over the course of the week.
Yeah, there we go. Ollie, you go and keep that back of that head warm in these final few weeks.
Cheltenham Carlisle is on tomorrow night. And is there another one that involves Bristol Rovers against Reading? Bristol Rovers, I think they didn't score again, did they? They missed another game. They didn't score again. I think that's like six games without a goal. Feels like Shrewsbury back in September. And then obviously Port Vale are playing Peterborough away on Wednesday night, which will then be their game in hand over, I would have thought. Yeah, that's their game in hand, yeah. That's not a bad game in hand to have, to be fair.
Yeah, it'll all look pretty even.
Let's hope that Posh aren't all still hung over after winning the EFL trophy yesterday.
Yeah, hopefully they can do
Spell
up a favour.
Haven't they, to be fair?
Of course they have, yeah. They'll be up.
Places.
They'll certainly be up for that one. Oh, thank you as always. As we said, go and keep
that
head warm until the air grows back.
I'm going to put my smooth on.
Salah fans, it is a little bit nervy at the moment. It's not all over. It's been up and down. But a win on Saturday will stem any nerves going into the final three games of the season. We'll be back next week, but hopefully we'll be talking about that scenario. Until next time, for me and Ollie, goodbye.